This is Twit.
Fallout is getting the tabletop game treatment. Wasteland Warfare will encompass scenarios from Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Maps, apparently, will be assembled at random with hex-shaped cards. It has an open RPG-style progression throughout the game. Cards and tokens that define your character, inventory management, skill improvements, and the ability to group up with other people or go it alone in that desolate wasteland. Fallout Wasteland Warfare should hit by the end of the year. And, of course, you've got your show Game Changers, so you are the perfect person to ask about this. I'm a fan of the mobile game, Fallout. I haven't played any of the big Fallout games. I've played the mobile game, and I've actually played it quite a bit. So I'm a fan of that. Shelter. So I like the series from what I've experienced. What do you think about this?
I am an enormous Fallout war. War never changes. Fallout is an amazing series. It's a little weird. The tone of every Fallout game is a little odd because it never quite feels balanced. There's always a lot of very dramatic, dark content there, but there's also a very irreverent, humorous style to it. You've got that very stylized, artistic approach with all, and the fact that everything is kind of couched in the 40s and 50s, but then set forward after a nuclear apocalypse. It has a very interesting art style. It's a really cool science fiction intellectual property. I love the games. I love board gaming. I love games where you are exploring using a board game approach. And this tile approach where you draw a tile and that represents an area that you are exploring, that's used in a lot of different games, and I love that game mechanic. There's a game called Betrayal of the House on the Hill that uses the same sort of thing where you're exploring a spooky house as a group. Same concept where you draw a tile as you are moving into that space, and that reveals what you find there.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That mechanic works great for something like Fallout, where you are in a wasteland, you have no idea what's around the corner, you want to progress down a certain direction, you draw a tile, and that's when you find out. Maybe you find there's an old abandoned building or seemingly abandoned building, or maybe it's another vault, or it could be an encounter of some sort. It looks like there's going to be a lot of room for variations on this game, lots of different sort of quests you can have. They're taking inspiration from some of the strongest elements of the Fallout series. I loved Fallout 3. I loved Fallout New Vegas, and I loved Fallout 4. So it's great. The only thing that's really sad is that we're not going to get Veronica Belmont to voice a light switch because she did that for Fallout New Vegas.
How do you get Veronica Belmont to voice something on a board game? This is what we need to figure out.
I guess I have to call her and then she'll yell at me.
She'll be like, okay,
just
fine.
Like the game.
You're playing that game again. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, in retrospect, it actually seems like a perfect fit for tabletop gaming. And like you said earlier, it's really tabletop gaming right now is undergoing a total renaissance. My kids are starting to get to the age, or at least my oldest is starting to get to the age, where some of these games that I've been hearing about for a while, I think she's right on the cusp of being old enough for me to get them and it not be too overwhelming for her to learn, you know, and for to be patient through kind of the learning process of that. So I'm actually super excited because when I was a kid, man, we played so many board games and I just really enjoyed that. It's a lot of fun. And I love what we're seeing in the world of tabletop games right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's almost a reaction to the fact that so many people moved a lot of their social lives online, mm-hmm. and now I think this is kind of a reaction to that. It's almost like not a rejection, but a move back to say, I want to spend some actual time in close proximity with my friends and have real face-to-face conversations and have fun with them because there's something really bonding about that group experience. And I mean, I've been watching this among my friends for a while. Like, there's just been this growing passion around getting together to do activities, mostly board games and card games. And if you look at something like Kickstarter, you know, the game category of Kickstarter has outperformed every other category when it comes to fundraising. If you look at the total number of dollars raised on Kickstarter, games is higher than any other category. So it shows that people are really passionate about this stuff. And and the fact that I love Fallout just means that I'm going to be buying this board game day one. No question about it.
Awesome. And I'm sure it'll be on your show at that point as well.
Yes. Then I can count it off on my taxes.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's how you do it, folks.